a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your steadfast love. I repeat, according to your steadfast love, according to the multitude of your tender mercies and loving kindnesses, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly and repeatedly from my iniquity and guilt, and cleanse me and make me wholly pure from my sin. For I am conscious of my transgressions, and I acknowledge them. My sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and faultless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. My mother was sinful who conceived me, and I too am sinful. Behold, your desire, truth, in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. I repeat, behold, you desire truth in my inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. And I would add that this requires a work from the Holy Spirit, because no man can create wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, verse 7, and I shall be clean. Ceremonially, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. A creation again, verse 8. Make me to hear joy and gladness and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my guilt and iniquities. Again, it's a requirement from him and not you. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my guilt and iniquities. Create in me a clean heart. I create nothing of my own. He is the creator. And I cry out along with King David, create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me. A renewal project is something I cannot do, but he can. And we desire that he create and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me, not to let up, not to give up. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. I repeat, restore me. A work of restoration is done by him and not me. It is me depending on him and not me depending on myself. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. The byproduct of that restoration shall what? Give me a courage to teach the transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness and death, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Your righteous and your justice. Your rightness and your justice. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praises. For you delight not in sacrifice, else would I give it. You find no pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, the sacrifice acceptable to God, is a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, broken down with sorrow for sin and humbly and thoroughly penitent. Such, O God, you will not despise. Again, this requires a creation from our great Creator. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, justice, and right with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then the bullocks will be offered upon your altar. Then the bullocks will be offered upon your altar. That is my stubborn nature. And in my own strength, how I try to survive. And today, I lay it down with you. So I would require that you would lift your hands to him with your eyes closed and say, Lord Jesus, you delight when I cry out for you to create that which is in me that is required to recreate me in the image and likeness of yourself. I delight, Lord Jesus, to give you praise. As your nature and your favor is given out to sinners through my mouth to rejoice in the work of your Spirit that has been done in me already. I delight in the blood that has washed away my sin. My righteousness is because I have declared it with my mouth. I am righteous by faith. I am holy by faith. I am a new creation by faith. The old has passed away. And I'm on a journey to a victory that you've already paid for me. So I'm requiring now my mouth to celebrate the great joy of the Lord. Who is my strength?
Who is my strength?
The fire of God coming forth.
The fire of God coming forth.
Burning the chaff. As I lay this bowl of anger.
Before you.
Consume it with your fire, Lord.
Consume it with your fire, Lord.
Burn out.
All the old nature.
That still struggles.
To try to come back to life.
And justify myself through pride.
I admit my sin.
I receive your victory.
Over every one of my sin.
Because now I am justified.
And made holy.
This night.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you,
Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory.
I give you all the glory.
I give you all the glory.
I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. You paid the price. I could never pay. And I lift up those that are angry with me. Maybe they're looking at me and saying, what a hopeless case. I can agree. That might be their opinion. But I have a God in heaven. He sent his son to the cross. To deliver me from this sinful nature. And I receive that victory by faith. In Jesus' name. And I'm declaring now. Without faith I can't please my Father. My declaration. Is we're on that boat. The storm may be raging. But we're getting to the other side. Because of his grace. And his favor. Hallelujah. Would you give the Lord a clap offering? Come on, say it like you mean it with your hands. How many feel different? Okay. How many could feel a stirring inside as this was going forward? Put your hand up so you'll know if somebody else was touched. Okay, good news. Then we did what we were supposed to do. Now, if you have received something from the Lord with all this, and in the midst of this, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Linda, I have a sense you have something. Huh? It's been quite a night? Good news. We could use a good night.
Yes. First of all, I saw a black cummerbund.
Yeah.
With colored bells on a thread attached to it.
A what?
There was thread with colored bells.
Yeah.
That was attached to the cummerbund.
It was red and had colored bells. A black cummerbund. That's what I thought.
With threads.
Oh, with threads. Okay.
The bells were loose
on...
Bells were attached to the thread.
I figured that. Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, sir. Sweet.
I heard the word that, I don't know what it means, but that it's the core. C-O-R-E.
Yeah.
And I've never had this before said, but, and then I was told that it's part of someone else's vision.
It's the core of someone else's vision?
No, the cummerbund was the core. But then I was told that all of this that I received was part of someone else's vision. What's the core? The middle?
The core is the center. Like the core of a tree is the very middle.
So an apple. So it goes around their waist.
Huh? Go ahead.
I was just thinking out loud, so it goes around their waist.
Yes.
It's a cover band.
Yeah, that's where it goes, right here. A small fig tree?
Small fig tree.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
But it was filled with fruit.
Okay.
Even though it was small.
Okay.
And then what came to mind was, I can't think of his name, the little guy that climbed the tree to see Jesus.
Zacchaeus. Yeah, he was, salvation was all over him.
Yeah, that came to mind. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
stolen. And the Lord said he was returning it back to her. Returning it back to you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Cool.
Then Mary put the scarf over my head.
Yep.
I was still here, but I could see myself being transported.
Yep.
And I looked real small, as if I was like in an oval bubble or something.
Yeah.
And then I came to the Middle East.
Yep.
And I became gigantic. In the air. And only the Lord could do this, but all the woman and the girls all over the Middle East could see me.
Yeah.
And I had a message for them.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit said through me, this was all he said, we love you and are praying for you.
All right. Your bubble did it.
I think the bubble burst was on the table. Then I was whisked back here, and the Lord had me crying and praying for them. And that's what he wants all of us to do.
Excellent. Thank you. Darlene?
I'm sure everybody's heard it, but I was just remembering how ISIL invaded some little town and killed all the men and took all the women and children.
Yeah, and they have no hope.
And they have no hope. That's what came to mind.
Yeah, Mosul and a small town next to it. Yeah, that's very, very difficult. Anyone else? Yes?
One other thing, I don't know if it means anything or not, but when Linda was saying how she was visible in front of all the women and the children, what came to mind was Our Lady of Fatima.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like I said, I don't know that it...
Yeah, well, again, it's something they could relate to that gave them hope. No, but she was a holy woman, full of grace, and so are you.
Yes. But what I guess what really blew my mind was the whole Middle East could see.
Yeah. The communion of saints. Good news. You were on a journey. Good news.
I was.
And it's Mary's fault. She's the accomplice. Might as well blame somebody, right?
I have to have the scarf to go because of the Middle East.
Yeah, you need to have a head covered. Yeah. Okay. Gail?
I didn't get anything until the very end. When Mary prayed over my feet, and all I can say is they felt absolutely alive, just like life. Was flowing through them rapidly, just over and over, life just flowing through them. And at the very end, I had a vision of the baby Moses when he was going down the water. And why am I seeing this? And all I hear is he was saved for a big purpose in God. So what looks like something very small is not.
Okay. Anyone else? Peg?
I just had a vision, and maybe Linda's cummerbund connects with it. It's possible.
Okay.
I can't say for sure. You were sitting in that chair, and you had a robe on. It was royal blue with gold trim. It was long. And you had a crown on your head. The crown was very big. And it kind of kept slipping. It was heavy, I believe. And you had a scepter. And I was waiting for something else. But that was it. It was just that.
Mm. But you were waiting for something else.
I was waiting for something else to happen. But it didn't.
Yeah.
I guess the cummerbund is coming. With the bells.
Okay. I will rest with this. Thank you. Anyone else? Bori, you've got a smile on your face, even with your glasses on.
Yeah. I don't know if it's for the group, if it's just for me.
Well, why don't you just blurt it out and see what happens?
I was having, even though I was in the anointing really heavy, I kept getting the word rebellion. I went back to a certain point of time, going back to Grace Church, and I was having a struggle throughout a good part of the service on both sides. It's like I was struggling with the enemy and I was struggling with God.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on for a while, and I just kept trying to tell myself just to calm down, just to get peace, asking God for help. And I went back into the anointing, but then I just started to get restless again, and I don't know who came over to me, because I was asking God to help just calm me down, because my body was just getting really restless.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came over and put their hands on my shoulder, and the anointing just came back, and I went back into the anointing again. But I don't know that the word rebellion, and the fact that I myself was just struggling.
How many have had a war with rebellion?
Amen.
If you've had a war with rebellion, put your hand up. Now you know if it relates. Every one of us rebels. We all do that. At some point or other, things are not going our way, and we find some excuse to say, no, I'm not going anymore. The victory comes when we humble ourselves and we ask God for grace and forgiveness. And Psalms 51 is where I was, and that's what I was pressed to give to you. I knew that we were not having a normal service from the beginning because of what he did this morning. So, are there words that he gave you?
No, it was
just that one word.
One word, rebellion, and
okay.
Then I could feel within myself.
Yeah.
It was like I knew I was battling. I don't remember what scripture.
It's the war between the soul and the spirit. The spirit will submit, but the soul doesn't want to.
Yeah, it was like I was fighting the enemy,
mm-hmm.
and I was fighting God at the same time.
Well, let me remind you, the enemy sometimes is us, okay? We, individually, have character, character traits. We were brought up with them. Some of us rebel against our families and our children and our relationships, etc. And we have that habit in order to survive. You're definitely dealing with your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And that is rebellious in itself. The soul constantly wars against your spirit. It does not want you to submit, because then you will lose control. And if you and I lose control, what happens to us? We supposedly have now lost everything we think we are. And in reality, it's just the opposite. When we humble ourselves and we say, okay, God, I will give in to your plan. And yes, God is involved, because he wants us to humble ourselves and be servants to one another and to love each other. And those areas come when we are filled with pride, and we can do this on our own. We can do this our way or my way and sing that nice little song, you know. I did it my way. Anyone else may help her in this situation? How do you overcome rebellion? A lot of grace. We ask for grace, girl. That's the answer.
That's all I was doing, is asking God for his help.
Yep.
To keep me focused on him.
Excellent. And you will have that victory.
Amen.
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 All of God's people said?
Amen.
And while you're praying for her, guess what happens to you? You get the victory. Amen. Anyone else? Yes?
In that vision that Peggy had, did she say it was a royal blue robe with gold trim?
Yes.
Look at the scarf on the table. Is it royal blue or black?
No, it's dark, dark blue.
Like royal.
Yeah. Okay. All I can tell you is the God we serve is very sneaky. And he is sneaky in multiples of ways in what he does and how he does it. We talked about St. Louis earlier. We talked a little bit about my father's name was Louis. And my father and I didn't get along because he gave me away and rejected me, so obviously there was not a relationship that was very smooth. However, during the night last night, I took a trip. I even called my sister-in-law today because it would not leave me alone. The spiritual travel that I went on, I went back to the city where I was born. I can't tell you, I would say, maybe I should. I can probably tell you what time it was because I wrote it down. Lord have mercy. I don't know why the time is important. 4:26 a.m. So the vision, actually it was my spirit man that was traveling. I was not in a bubble like you, praise God, and I wasn't very big. I didn't see myself as far as size, but I knew where I was. There's a main highway that goes from the major city, which is about 20 miles away, to the city where I was born. So I was actually traveling southeast on that road. I saw the river is parallel to the highway, and I saw both the river on the left. And when I came to the edge of town, the town has a section that's called, like we have Indian Orchard is part of Springfield. Well, this part of the town or the city is called North Quaticook. So I'm coming into that area, and I recognize my brother's store. not Gaston Nicole, another brother who's passed away for a number of years. And his store was right at the bottom of the hill. And I knew the hill was important, but I couldn't give you the name of the hill or because it's a very steep hill. And halfway up the hill, my brother and his wife, and he brought up his children right on that same hill, built a brand new house there many years back. But the focus was not on him, and it was not on the store. It was on the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, there's two side streets. The store was on the first side street. The second side street is where the church was. And my father and my mother, when they retired, my biological father now, Louis and Mary Louise, rented an apartment on the first floor of a good-sized house because they wanted to go to church every morning. And they could walk out of their side door and cross on the sidewalk and did, I don't think, more than 20 feet, and they were at the front door of the church. That was their desire. Now, they didn't live there that long. I went to dinner there maybe twice. And then my spirit man was at the bottom of the hill, and everything went finished. It was done. And when the vision came back today, I am now so bugged by the reality that the name of the hill, or it's a good long hill. And in the winter, you got to have good tires, otherwise you don't make it. And I called my sister-in-law, and I said, Nicole, you know the name of that hill? And she says, it's called the Hill of the North. And I knew that the Hill of the North is, you know, when Satan wants to go to the north, mm-hmm. he is doing it in pride. And I said, oh my God, that's the answer. I'm at the bottom of the hill, and I'm starting to climb. That's all I know. The reason I believe and need to share it is because things that we do and our callings are so different. And why we are who we are is not up to us. It's His creation in us that takes us from where we were to where we need to become. Now, have I got a ministry up there? I have no idea. I mean, yes, the North Kingdom House of Prayer is right next to it. It's 20 minutes away. So, you know, God knows what He's doing. Baby Moses. Look at the bread. And all I could see was a river, a city, and another city. And I kept thinking, St. Louis and New Orleans. And I cut along it, and the Lord said, hollow out one side. What did the Lord tell Moses' mother to put him into? I rest my case. I had no clue. I wanted to take bread from this side, and I kept hearing, no, hollow it out. And that's what this is. And you remember, he had pitch underneath, mm-hmm. and she put him in there, and she trusted the river to take him where he needs to go.
Yes. No. Then we'll bow our heads, please. Say, Father, you have a plan.
Father, you have a plan.
It is a glorious plan. For each and every one of us. What you do and how you do it will be awesome indeed.
We're asking for grace for the upcoming feast.
We thank you
to release favor
and healing to the broken
as we continue to obey.
In
Jesus' name we pray.